And this week, ABC will air Diane Sawyer's highly publicized interview with Bruce Jenner. There's much speculation that Jenner will reveal he is transgender. Of course, he's been in the spotlight for years now as part of the Kardashian clan. This morning, commentator Frank DeFord recalls Jenner's accomplishments as an athlete.
As we await his presumed revelations to Ms. Sawyer, Jenner is invariably glibly identified by his paternal connection to the shy and retiring Kardashian clan, where he fathered two of his six children. It's presented almost anecdotally that he just, incidentally won the gold medal for the Olympic decathlon in 1976. But back then, that champion was especially glorified, invariably entitled the world's greatest athlete. Today, few people even know what the decathlon is, but I was with Bruce in Montreal that centennial summer, writing about him when his new life began as the champion. And it's interesting to revisit that moment, just as his another new life may very well be beginning. To put it in context, Bruce knew that Olympic gold medalist had one brief moment at cashing in, one shot. So Jenner carefully plotted his path were he to win the gold. And that can help us understand how savvy he is in approaching what appears to be this second great upheaval in his life. Understand, winning the decathlon meant everything. He'd signed up a manager, but he made me keep it in confidence. Old Bruce had it all figured out. He told me bluntly, if I handle myself well, I can work off it for years. And he did just that. It was he, of all the U.S. Olympians, who was chosen for both the cover of Sports Illustrated and the Wheaties box. Then came some acting, game shows, reality shows. Without any particular talent, Jenner became what we call a personality, just as he calculated he might. That's not cynical, just the image business. My, how handsome he was. He was essentially financially broke, but he was confident, buoyant, and perfectly saw how his life could be completely changed forever should he win, which he did. And yes, Jenner succeeded after winning precisely because he did not seem contrived. In fact, he said this to me, that above all, what was most important was, I'm going to stay myself. And now, of course, I cannot help but wonder if Bruce Jenner, world's greatest athlete, had any idea then who exactly myself was or what he would become.
You hear Frank DeFord each Wednesday here on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Greene.